This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Helen Scales and Dave Ansell. Now, Christmas and New Year are a time for celebration, as we all know, and for popping open some champagne or sparkling wine. I certainly will be enjoying a tipple, I think, this Christmas. But many people claim that champagne goes straight to their head, getting them more drunk more quickly than non-sparkling wines. We sent Mira to find out if this really is the case, that bubbles really go straight to your head, by exploring the science of champagne.
Fancy cracking open some champagne to welcome in the new year? Well, it may be worth you noting that the bubbles that make this drink go pop when you open it will get you drunk a lot faster than its wine relatives. I'm with Fran Ridout, Clinical Research Manager for the charity Saving Faces at St Bartholomew's Hospital in London. Now, Fran used to be based at the University of Surrey, where she looked into the effects that champagne has on our brains. How did you go about looking into the effect of champagne?
We used a psychometric test battery which measured reaction time, people's ability to attend to a stimulus while doing something else, their vigilance, their ability to do something for a sustained time, and their short-term memory.
Who did you test it on and how did you go about getting your samples?
We actually did the tests on volunteers, work colleagues. We had 12 people and they had two different drinks. One of the drinks was ordinary champagne and the other drink was champagne, which we'd whisked all the bubbles away from with an electric blender. We had people drink both drinks on different occasions, a week apart. So one week they would have champagne with bubbles. The next week they would have the champagne without bubbles, which they thought was ordinary wine. They didn't know the purpose of the experiments. Everybody did a baseline test before they'd been drinking. They then drank a measured dose of the champagne or degassed champagne according to their body weight. Then they did the tests again 20 minutes after and 60 minutes after drinking.
And what did you find?
We found that the champagne with bubbles was much more impairing than the champagne without. We found a difference on all the tests between when they did it before they'd drunk anything and afterwards, apart from short-term memory. With the still champagne, the only test that was impaired was a simple test of reaction time.
And you also looked into the actual blood levels of alcohol in the people.
Yes, we also took blood samples after 20 minutes at 5-minute intervals. We found that the blood alcohol levels of the people drinking the gas champagne were higher for the first 20 minutes, suggesting that it got into the bloodstream a lot quicker.
OK, well, you have actually got some of these psychometric tests set up today. And now I had a go on two of them earlier this afternoon just to give an idea and get the score for what my ability is like without alcohol. And now, so I'm just going to finish off this champagne and then we're going to have a go on the tests and see if it's impaired my ability at all.
Yeah, an excellent idea.
OK, well, we actually have two of those psychometric tests. What am I supposed to be doing here again?
Well, the idea is to keep the centre of the cross on top of the ball as the ball moves randomly from side to side across the screen. The other part of the test is that you have to watch out for yellow balls, which will appear in the corners every now and then. And as soon as you see one of those, you have to click the button on your mouse.
OK, so I'm just having a go on this test again now and trying to follow this grey ball that's moving around with my green cross. So that one's finished. You've got both of my scores up here. And is there a difference between before and after I drank this champagne?
Well, there are differences. In your tracking, you've actually got better, but that, of course, is a practice effect. And when we did our study, we made the volunteers do it half a dozen times before they started to get rid of that as far as possible. But the more important component of the test is your ability to react to peripheral stimuli, the yellow balls, and your time there is actually longer.
Now, we've also got this second test set up, which is going to test my movement. So I'm just going to start this now, but can you just remind me again what the rules are?
This tests reaction times in two parts. There is a semicircle of lights which come on, and you have to move your finger as quickly as possible from a resting point to turn those lights off. So it has two components. One is how quickly you lift your finger up to say, oh, I've seen the light, and the other is how quickly you can get your finger over to put the light out.
OK, so that's finished now and all the lights have come on, so I think I'm meant to stop. How did I do here, Fran?
Well, you didn't do particularly well. Your reaction time to the lights was nearly 100 milliseconds slower. Your score at baseline was 362, and after you'd had your drink, it was 452 milliseconds. 100 milliseconds might not sound very much, but if you're driving a car, it's extra time it takes before you put your feet on the brake, and you could have gone quite a few metres down the road in addition to your normal brake time.
So I guess the key question now really is why this happened. Why does the presence of bubbles in alcohol make it affect our brains quicker?
Well, in order to affect the brain, it's necessary for the alcohol to get into the bloodstream. The way this happens is obviously you drink the alcohol, which goes into your stomach. Not much of it's actually absorbed in the stomach. About 80% of it is absorbed when it carries on into the small intestine. The most likely explanation for champagne having a more intoxicating effect, therefore, is that it alters gastric emptying, the way that the alcohol or drink goes from the stomach to the intestine in some way. One possible mechanism is that it alters the way the pyloric valve opens or makes it open more frequently, because that's the part that allows the contents of the stomach to carry on its pathway into the intestines. Alternatively, it could be that the alcohol is absorbed as you're drinking it through the nose and through the mouth. That's much less likely. It's almost certainly something that happens once the alcohol gets into your stomach.
So, alcohol from fizzy wine actually gets into your bloodstream quicker, and it really does get you more drunk more quickly, if that's what you're after. That was Fran Ridout, who's now at St Bart's, explaining the science of insobriety to our very own Mira Synthillingham.
Thank you very much, Helen. This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, Helen Scales and Dave Ansell. It's our Christmas phone-in extravaganza. So if you've got a science question that you'd like us to answer for you, the email address for the programme is chris@thenakedscientist.com. And don't forget, if you've got a science fact that you think is totally gobsmackingly amazing, tell us it. We've heard from Lee E, and he says his number one is E equals MC squared.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.